May I make this friendly suggestion? For fast starts that save battery and car, now and all this winter, use Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. It meets United States government specifications for fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles. Tonight, we bring you another thrilling episode in the new series of Jumbo Fire Programs, presented for your enjoyment by Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast. The men who serve you Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. The Jumbo Fire Chief series is based on the spectacular theatrical production Jumbo, which opened at the New York Hippodrome last Saturday and scored a sensational success. The Jumbo Fire Chief Pro broadcast direct from the Sawdust Ring before an actual audience of 4,500 people. The Jumbo Fire Chief program stars Jimmy Durante with Donald Novus, Gloria Grafton, Arthur Sinclair, APK, W.J. McCarthy, George Watts, and others. Because of Brainy Bowers boasting to an income tax collector, the United States government is still threatening to auction off the Considine Wonder Show. Thus far, every effort to save the circus has failed, and the time when John A. Considine will lose his prize elephant Jumbo draws nearer and nearer. To make matters worse, the Wonder Circus have packed their belongings and are quitting.
You see the position I'm in. My men have quit me, and my circus is going Schindorf. I can't bear the thought that Matt Mulligan, my blackest foe, is just waiting for this auction to snatch me prize elephant Jumbo from me.
Mr. Considine, I understand how you feel about Mr. Mulligan, but we can't help that. After all, he is a circus man, and it's not easy to find somebody who'll buy a load of lions and...
Marshal, before you sell me out to Mulligan, at least wait till me press agent Brainy Bowers comes back. He said he may raise some money. I'll go out and see if I can find him.
Marshal!
What is it, O'Hara?
We just got word there's a nut loose in the state asylum. We got orders to be on the lookout for him.
Why, is he violent?
Oh, he's harmless, but he's got an obsession that he's a nobleman. He calls himself Lord Barnum.
Lord Barnum?
Yeah, he thinks he's from the English branch of the Barnum family and goes around passing phony checks.
How we spot this goofy lord?
He wears white spats, yellow gloves, a malacca cane, and a very large monocle. Whenever he gets excited, he toots the horn and hollers, "It's election day."
Come on. We'll notify all the boys and keep an eye out for him.
Okay.
Right this way, Lord Barnum. It's good of you to be interested in my proposition to buy the circus. I can see you're a man of intellect.
Oh, tut, tut.
It ain't every day that the likes of me can consult with a nobleman. It's like a high hat rubbing elbows with hands.
That's all right, Mr. Bowers. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Who's there? It's election day. Three cheers for Disraeli.
elected. What is this radio you're running for?
No. Blowing this horn is a little whim of mine. You see, this bugle makes me stand out from the crowd.
I understand. My bugle does the same for me.
Now, Mr. Bowers, how much would it cost me to buy this circus? Do you think $5 million will be enough?
$5 million? Say, are you connected with the New Deal?
No. But I have millions. And all I want to do is to spend.
Are you lucky you met me? From now on, Lord Barnum, I'm taking charge of you. I'll see that nobody gets near you. Not even a germ.
Oh, I like you, Mr. Bowers. And I'll give you my checkbook. Every check is signed. All you do is to fill in the amount.
Lord Barnum, from now on, we're inseparable. With my brains and your money, I'll build the biggest circus on earth. Instead of one sideshow, I'll have 7 sideshows. Instead of one fat lady, I'll have 7 fat ladies. And they'll do a dance. The dance of the 7 whales.
A brilliant idea.
You're the first with my ideas. I've got a better one. We'll retire Jumbo on a farm and raise elephants. We'll raise 1,000 elephants a month.
How can you raise 1,000 elephants a month?
It's a cinch. We buy the eggs and Jumbo hatches them. I got bigger ideas, but it all depends on how much money I can draw.
Why, till you run out of checks.
You can shoot me out of a cannon. This is the birth of a new and greater Considine Wonder Show. It shows you, you must never despair. You must never forget the password. Chin up, old beam, and stand the gas. Be a Pagliacci and laugh. Ha ha, ho ho. Be a Pagliacci and laugh.
Mickey, are you alone?
I am. But, Matt, I'd rather Dad didn't see you in a mulligan in our tent today.
Mickey, I've come to help you.
We don't need any help from a mulligan.
Listen, Mickey, I spoke to my dad. I want to bring him here before the auction. I want him and your father to patch up their quarrel and be friends again.
It's no use, Matt. Your father's done so much to hurt us that Dad will never speak to him again.
Oh, Mickey, forget that silly pride. Don't you understand? Once those 2 stubborn men come to terms, I can get everybody's consent to marry you.
Except mine.
Oh, what's that? Oh, come on, my little Pookie. Take that ice pack off your heart. Remember, I've loved you since the night you were born. I'll never forget they brought the news to me during the chariot race. I was only 2 years old, but I swooned with joy. Gosh, I've known you a long time.
We used to spend the spring together before we learned.
anybody. Here I am with a high hat, spats and a cane, and a molecule in my eye, and nobody to receive me. Me who belongs to the 400, the 500, 600, 700. Why, I could go up into the thousands.
Brady Bowers, where'd you get those clothes? You look like a clown that's out of a job. Get out of my sight.
Here I come, my pockets bulging with gold, and I'm as welcome as the Supreme Court in the White House. Chief, we struck oil.
What are you talking about?
I made a financial contact with Lord Barnum, the economic wizard, the monetary genius, the financial mediocrity.
And who is this Lord Barnum? A fool like yourself?
Chief, his father bought the original jumbo. He's so rich that the interest on his money amounts to more than a principal. Why, he's got four servants just to take care of his pipe.
Yes. A likely story.
He told it to me himself. One servant holds the pipe. The second puts in the tobacco. The third lights the match.
And what does the fourth servant do?
He smokes the pipe. Lord Barnum hates pipes.
And did he give you one of his cast-off suits?
No. He gave me his checkbook full of signed checks. And I've been buying up the town. I just bought out the circus, the chorus of a musical show, stranded here, the La Vive La Pretty Anne. And I brought all the girls with me. Come on in, girls.
Thanks, Mr. What are you going to do with them?
What do you mean?
I mean, what are the good for?
They're women. Pulchritude. That's just what the circus needs, women.
But we've got women.
The wrong kind, with muscle. Acrobats, horse-loving, no femininity. This is a galaxy. Handshake from the Rose Gardens of Broadway. Diaries with clothes from Paris. That's what the public's hungry for. Diaries. Now listen to me, Chief. When you go to a circus, what do you see? A hippopotamus. And who wants to see a hippopotamus? Only another hippopotamus. Why, I've studied the situation, and I've got an inspiration. Men. Men like to see women, and I'm the first one who ever thought of it. I'm open for congratulations. I'm not talking from hearsay or hunger. Believe me, Mr. Considine, this is bigger than Einstein. Let me prove my argument. Put 12 acrobats up there, hanging by their toes, fill the ring with elephants, lions, tigers, kangaroos. I'll even let you throw in a penguin. Then have a beautiful, voluptuous woman walk down the center of the ring. Just as I illustrated. Who will they look at? Why, you don't need an answer. Do what I tell you, and you'll have the greatest show this side of oblivion. The lights in the arena are very low. You see nothing. Slowly the lights come up. Gradually, still you see nothing. Then suddenly you hear trumpets in the distance. That's not a trumpet. That's not a trumpet. That's a trumpet. Get out of a clear sky. A chocolate-colored sky. You see women. There. 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 And over there. I see another press. It's going in one eye and out the other. Okay, I'll give you a demonstration. Not with lions. Not with tigers. No, but with women. 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 Send your Arabs back to Arabs. Send your Douglas to Japan. Throw out your ring. Put in a swimming pool. Don't fill it with water. Fill it with perfume. Not Mary Garden. Not Christmas night. But Tachila Femme, number 3. Throw out your elephant. I know there's a saying going around. An elephant never forgets. But what has he got to remember? Every girl upon your toes. And every mountain a red, red rose. Standing there. Coy. Glamorous. And whimsical. On with the dance.
Thank you.
pleasure to see you again. You've done so much for me, I'd like to do something for you. I've got a 5% interest in a Texaco filling station in Albuquerque.
You need say no more. I'll buy you the other 95% right now.
No. That isn't what I want. I want you to use Texaco fire cheese. It's the finest stuff in the world.
Really? How much is it, a bottle?
A bottle? You misconstrue me. It's gasoline for your car.
Gasoline? Oh, yes. We English motorists say petrol.
Yeah. Well, American motorists say fire cheese. That's why having a 5% interest in a Texaco filling station is as good as being an English lord.
Oh, I don't know. How about this auction today? It takes a lord to buy jumbo.
That's right. But anyone can buy Texaco fire cheese and drive like a lord. It's a jumbo of gasoline.
Well, I'm glad you told me that. I have to drive out of town in a hurry.
Wait a minute. Aren't you staying for the auction? The marshal may not accept your check unless you're here to back it up.
If he refuses my check, there'll be international complications. I'll have King George over here on the next boat.
Saved by the British fleet.
In fact, when I get back, you and I'll go down to the boat to meet the king. Well, now I have to run. I have an appointment to buy South America.
You're going
to
buy South America? What a hunch.
And by the way, if you're in any trouble while I'm gone, blow this horn like this. And I'll come here immediately.
But suppose you're too far to hear me.
In that case, simply shout, "Huzzah! It's election day. 3 cheers for Oliver Cromwell." And you'll be surrounded with people anxious to take care of you.
What a subtle signal. The people around me may think I'm nutty, but we understand each other.
Why, of course we do. Toodaloo, meet you in Noah's Ark. Beep, beep.
Noah's Ark? Beep, beep. I get it. Another password.
Make way, everybody. The auction will be held right here. Bring out the cages with the animals and let the auctioneer start.
In the name of the government of the United States, I hereby open this auction. The usual rules will apply. Only bona fide bids will be accepted.
Just a minute. I'll cut this whole procedure short. I'll buy the Considine one to show with a single bid. Here's a check for $1,000,000.
Let me see that check. What's his signature?
Lord Barnum.
Where did you get this check?
I can't tell you. It's confidential.
I see. Have you got any more checks like this?
A whole book full. And I can make them out for any amount.
So you're the guy who's going around posing as Lord Barnum. Ever since I came to this circus, I thought you were nuts.
The feeling is mutual.
Say, O'Hara. What is it, mortal? Here's your man, Brainy Bowers, alias Lord Barnum. Psychopathic ward for him.
And just in time, too. The town is flooded with bum checks. Come on, you.
Take your hands off me. A nobleman gave me those checks.
Is that so? Where is he now?
He went to buy South America.
He did he? Now come along quietly.
Wait a minute. You can't do this to me. I'll call for help. Huzzah! It's election day. 3 cheers for Oliver Cromwell.
Come along before we put a jacket on you.
You can't detain me now. I gotta get down to the boat.
What for?
To meet King George.
That settles it. Marshal, give me a hand. He's getting violent.
Let me go. This is an outrage. It's mutiny on the bounty.
Brandy Bowers, what's going on here? Where are those men taking you?
To the photographers. I'm being interviewed for the papers.
Come on.
Au revoir, Chief. Au revoir don't mean goodbye. Goodbye don't mean au revoir. Au revoir, goodbye, goodbye, au revoir. Au revoir don't mean goodbye.
Matt Mulligan.
Hello, Mickey.
What are you doing in this tent with your father?
We're here on an errand of mercy. I'm willing to take your father back into partnership on certain conditions.
Well, you'd better speak to my father. Well, here he comes now.
Mickey, what's the meaning of this? Consulting with the enemy?
Please, Mr. Considine, listen to what Pop has to say. He's come here to put an end to your quarrel.
Oh, he has, has he?
Yes, John. I've been talking with Matt, and for his sake and Mickey's, I've decided to forget our quarrel. We've been through too much together, John, to let a foolish fight end a great friendship. I'm willing to shake hands, if you are.
Well, it's the last thing I ever thought I'd do. But for the sake of the children, I will.
Ah, fine, John. This is the beginning of a new and greater combined Considine and Mulligan Wonder Show.
Yes, we'll play every town in the country and put on the greatest show ever seen.
Your worries are over, John.
And so are the worries of those poor old-timers who have stayed by me side through the thick and the thin of it.
The old-timers, I'll never consider keeping them with the show.
I'll never let those old-timers down. They'll stay with me till there's no more circus.
You can never make any money carrying a bunch of has-beens on your books.
Now, I thrust you out of me circus once before for that kind of talk.
Yes, you did just that, John. And I hate to think of the sleepless night you spent for regretting it.
Before I let you hurt these loyal creatures, I'll see at the bottom of the deepest bog in Galway.
Think twice before you say more.
You're the heart of a moneylender and the situation of a flea. And show business will be better off when you're back in a bookkeeper's stool where you belong.
Very well, John Considine. I'll bring you to your knees. And I'll not stop now until you're crushed utterly. Come on, Matt.
Just a minute, Dad. Mickey.
Go ahead. Go with your father. You brought him here to humiliate us. But this last dirty trick is your doom. Because we're going after you, father and son, from now on. We're never going to let up until you're both down on your knees crying for mercy.
Oh, Mickey.
Get out. Crawl out.
I'll clear out. And don't expect me to come crawling around you, coddling your delusions ever again as long as I live. Come on, Pop.
Mickey, me daughter, I love you. Never fear, we've got a tent over our heads, and that's all we need.
All right, Daddy. Just leave me alone now, please.
All right, Mickey.
Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? When I was very young, the world was younger than I, as merry as a carousel. The circus tent was strong with every star in the sky, above the ring I longed so well. Now the young world has grown old, gone are the tinsel.
Farewell,
Brainy talked with Lord Barnum about his 5% interest in that Texaco filling station in Albuquerque, he was most enthusiastic. There are several excellent reasons why. And one of the most important is, when the United States government wanted to be sure of faster starts and extra power for its own fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles, it asked for a special type of motor fuel. Federal chemists drew up specifications that were more exacting and more rigid than those for ordinary use. Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline fully meets these government emergency specifications. That's why there's such a surprising difference in Fire Chief's action, why it takes hold and delivers its extra power faster. Fill up with Fire Chief at any Texaco pump. Remember, it's available everywhere at no extra price. Drive with Texaco and save. Blundered again. Mickey is brokenhearted. And what about Jumbo? Will that grand old showman John A. Considine lose Jumbo to Mulligan Sr.? Listen in next Tuesday. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. The Jumbo Fire Chief program is based on the play Jumbo, now at the New York Hippodrome. It is written by Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur, with original music by Richard Rogers and Lawrence Hart, with Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks and Adolf Deutsch, musical director, under the supervision of Billy Rose. And before saying goodnight, remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is the National Broadcasting Company. WEAS.